Wake Up with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Professor Tulio de Oliveira, famed virologist, bioinformatician, identifier of coronavirus variants world over, and Mr. Brazil 1999. Welcome back to Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio.
Good morning, Darren, Sky and all the listeners.
Good morning, Mr. Brazil.
is it true?
No.
And unofficial, Mr. Brazil, 1999.
Okay. To us, okay. He is.
That's okay. Like Paul. That's the same as saying Paul Rudd, you know.
You know.
Yeah, his news.
All right, but back.
But then, 1999, I was still a teenager. What are you talking about?
Exactly.
Mr. So there
Teen
we go.
Brazil.
A little
Mr.
bit of hyperbole
Brazil.
There. So, Professor, you expressed your views on the discovery and the reaction of the world of Omicron. You expressed it on Twitter. For those who are not on Twitter, can you let us know right now your views of the world's reaction?
Okay. So thank you, Darren. Yeah. So we do believe that the world reacts very badly and unfairly, yeah. Which we thought that the reaction was not necessary, and you would have seen both myself complaining about that, the minister of health, and our president itself, yeah. And the main reason for that it is that the identification of variants that could be of concern, yeah, it is very important because you have to really know your enemy to fight it, yeah. And some people have accused us to do this in a rush and without careful consideration, and just to say that was not true. As soon as the variant was identified, we had meetings with all the top scientists in the world. For example, we have met many times in the last few days with Tony Fauci, that is one of the top virologists in the United States. We have met with all the top scientists of the UK, with all the top scientists of the World Health Organization that represented 30 countries, and they were all concerned, and they thought that would be very important that the world knew about that variant as soon as possible. Yeah. At the moment, what we are doing is a global process, both with the scientists, but also with policymakers and politicians, to decrease the backlash on South Africa. Mm. We need the world to support South Africa, both with respect, but also financially, and also to stop this absolute travel ban, because if also get a travel ban, not only the damage the economy, which is nothing very good, but also doesn't arrive, for example, PPEs, diagnostics, reagents, medicine that we need in case we have a big wave of infection.
And Prof, I just want to ask you something quickly, because you know they're using this storm in a teacup or much ado about nothing kind of phrase when it comes to this Omicron variant, because with the Delta variant we seem to come out of it fine. So do you think that this new variant, is it supposed to be, are we supposed to be panicking as much?
So first, the Delta variant caused over millions of deaths around the world.
Yeah.
What was really, really sad. And if you look at the excess death in South Africa, was quite extreme, especially in Johannesburg. Yeah. We do hope that we expect that the vaccines hold against this variant as it has held against the other ones. But early knowledge of a variant allow much better preparation. Yeah. So, for example, imagine that if your enemies come to attack and you know that the enemies come, you can prepare much better. And that's the main reason why such highlighting of a variant is so important. And I can understand that the public it gets quite upset, because we all want to go to our normal life. And if the public wants to go to our normal life, as scientists and medical doctors,
Prof. Prof, just quickly, because we have to get into traffic. I'm sure we're still going to chat to you after traffic. But in terms of this virus, is it just going to mutate and mutate until it's less effective, or what's happening here?
So we don't know its type. So we do hope that mutate to become less effective.
Yeah.
But one doesn't want to discover that it's the opposite when it is everywhere in the world, as it was the Delta, as it was the Alpha.
I suppose that's the downside to mutations. You don't know which way it's going to go. We've got the good professor with us the rest of the morning. Any questions you have, 061-792-9495. Professor Tulio de Oliveira, discoverer of the new variant Omicron. If the virus mutates in a population without any contact, for example, on two separate islands, will the mutation result be the same everywhere? This is from Diane.
Okay, thank you, Diane. Yes, that's a very important question. So what we know from the variants, they have very similar mutations. So for example, between the Beta and this Omicron, you have many mutations and also between the Omicron and the Alpha, the one that caused most of the infections in Europe and the U.S. and in the second wave, and also between the Omicron and the Delta. Why does that happen? The reason for that is a process that we call convergent evolution. What it means is that under a similar pressure, the virus will generate similar mutations to escape that pressure and to transmit better or to reinfect people, for example.
Okay.
So unfortunately, that's quite common in pathogens. So for example, HIV, if someone doesn't take well the therapy, will add mutations that become resistant to the therapy, and you have to change your therapy. The same with TB, and that's why we have, for example, TB, what we call MDR, multi-drug resistant, or XDR, extreme drug resistant. And we call that an arm race between the pathogens and the solutions that we have, which by far the best one at the moment for this virus is the vaccine.
And then, Prof, I've got a question that has obviously been floating around, the vaccinated blaming the unvaccinated saying, hey, don't look at us. Is the virus mutation caused by unvaccinated people, Prof, purely? And can the virus still mutate in you if you have been fully vaccinated?
Okay, thank you, Karen. What we know? We know that unvaccinated people tend to be longer infected with the virus than vaccinated. Vaccinated people will clear the virus quicker than unvaccinated. And the longer that someone gets infected, more chance you give the virus to mutate and evolve. But the main crucial thing is that in order to the virus don't mutate, what we need to have no transmission. And that, unfortunately, what has been happening around the world. We have been for 2 years with a high level of sustained transmission, and we have big pockets of unvaccinated people, either because they are reluctant, and I think should be a wake-up call, or, for example, other African countries that couldn't get their hands on vaccine.
And Prof, are we safe from the new variants if you are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, that is?
Yes, Sky. You are much, much, much safer if you are fully vaccinated. Luckily, for example, now there is a program of booster for vaccinations. I took mine around 12, 14 days ago, much before we even thought that any variant would emerge. And my suggestion is that anyone that can go for a booster or for a second dose should go. People that have not been vaccinated should go. And that it is a call not just from me. For example, you hear our president suggesting that last night.
Well, you know what? I think the professor hit the nail on the head there. There's some countries where they're just not able to get the vaccine. But if you're in a country where you can get that vaccine and you're choosing not to be vaccinated, I do not understand that. All the evidence is in, and that vaccination is one of our, it's the most powerful tool against this pandemic. It's certainly against the mutations for new scary variants like Omicron.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.